the joke because you know they're always joking about me not liking reggaeton. Anyway, hang on a sec. I'll be back in a minute. Shed.
With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
All in a dream and reeling down the road.
Thank you. Zenobia. We'll be right back.
Right on. That was a little bit of the United States natives, Native Americans, you know, how they mixed, you know, the language with the technology and everything. But the beat is there, you know, the beat is based on their traditional cultural music. Great stuff. You see, when people they want to make the world a better place to live, but you know they live in unity, you know, harmony. It's beautiful. You know, you can all live in this world, you know, without having to fight each other and try to steal stuff from each other, you know, resources. Because when you steal resources from a country, you know, that means that you want that country to go poor and go to depend on you like the United States they do. That's their motto. Steal and make them want us, you know, by force. It's typical bullying, you know, because that's what it is, you know. More and more people now around the world, you know, they're kind of going against the United States because of what they're doing. They're promoting, sponsoring, supporting genocide and wars, you know, and, you know, China, for example, they accuse China of being communist, you know, but look at China right now, technology, they took about 300 million people or something like that, you know, out of poverty, you know, in the time that they've been governing that country. And you see, now if they take the blockade of Cuba, you know, they will see how Cuba can grow. Because all that system, the capitalist system, the imperialist system, has not worked. Has produced more wars, more misery, more unemployment, more illnesses, more pandemics, you know, more of the bad things, you know, because the money goes in the pockets of the few while the many suffer, you know. So anyway, musically, you know, what I'm saying here right now is like what I played to you earlier on with the Chilean native music, you know, that they were singing in their own native language, but using the technology, the new repertoire in music, the new melodies, the new harmonies, the new sounds, the new vibrations, you know, and we can take advantage of the new technology by producing more love, you know, more friendship, more communication with each other instead of being divided by each other, because that's the way the capitalist societies work, you know. They divide us, they make us fight each other, you know, neighbor with neighbor, family with, you know, brother with brother, and, you know, to keep us separated. Because when we get united, we become a force. And by becoming a force, they are scared of us, you know, becoming a force. They don't want us to be a force. Because when we become a force, then we realize, you know, that we cannot be exploited and taken advantage of and robbed of our own resources, our own you know, basic things, you know, that we need to survive. And unfortunately, I keep saying the word unfortunately because this is not going to stop, you know, unless we get it together, unless we turn our backs onto these people, you know. I don't want to say, all right, but we depend on them. Yeah, because they made us depend on them. They made us depend on them. But if we turn the tortilla, the coin around, they will be desperate. They will be needing us more than we need them. Because we are the ones, the small world, the third world, the workers of the world are the ones who keep these people going all the time. You know, and at the same time, even though we are producing, the countries are producing for the whole world, they're making us fight each other. You know, it's so simple, it's so obvious. You know, you cannot support the United States in sponsoring wars. It's not in the right mind, you know, to do that. It's not in the right mind. How can you allow a president to order the kidnapping of another president from that country and take him to the United States? But the reason that was, as I said earlier on, narco. Oh, yeah, Maduro is a narco trafficker, narco this, narco that, you know, narco. But is there any proof? There's no proof yet. But there's plenty of proof of the pedophilia that this leader, so-called leader of the first world, seems to be, right? Peace. Oh, man. Pedophilia, narco, thief, warmonger, Zionist support. Oh, wow, man. There's so much that he should pay for. If he was born 10 times, 10 times he'll be sentenced to life in prison. Right? But it's not happening because we all know who controls the whole world. We all know who is behind it all. And we know, but we cannot do nothing about it. We got our hands tied on our backs, you know. And right now, for example, look at the typical example of how corrupt, you know, the whole world is, you know, in the world order is, with this guy who actually got reinstated into the national team, into the United States national team when he was sent off. What happened to Kwanzaa, you know, the English one who got sent off? And then somebody else from Paraguay got sent off because apparently he said something wrong, you know, by covering his mouth. And all of these people, these muppets that have been used by the United States, they're all crying out like the victims, you know, like Zionism do, you know. IDF soldiers killing children, killing women, killing everything that moves in Gaza Strip. You know, as soon as they get shot at, you know, oh, my God, oh, God, oh, the terrorists are attacking us. You know? And this is what it is, you know, it's a theater of lies. It's a circus of lies. And it's sad, brothers and sisters, you know, really, really sad, you know, that we feel frustrated because there's not much you can do. And now we go in the street, you know, to protest, and you get arrested for that. The world order is the Zionist Nazi order. That's what I'm going to say. I can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, but nothing's been resolved. The United Nations, oh, we condemn this, we condemn that. And Amnesty International, we condemn this, we condemn this, we condemn that. And Geneva Convention, we condemn this, we condemn that. And you see what I mean? This is all to do with the international order, the world order. That is that, you know, this something there. Satan is there, the evil is there, because they don't want any solutions. No. Are you kidding me, man? If all those solutions were actually solved, they wouldn't have nothing to put in their pockets. And that's what they're doing. Don't they realize, you know, that they only live once? We only live once. You know, whoever believes in reincarnation, I think he should think again. Because when we die, we die. If you find somebody there who supposedly is reincarnated, you know, it's coincidental that person behaves, looks like the one who died before. Coincidental. It's all coincidence. And I'm not going to go on about it, right? What I'm going to do, I'm going to play some more music, because now we all got a brain, you know, the way we use the brain, you know, is how the results that come out.
sé cómo podrán mis labios pronunciar la frase de un adiós cuando vaya a partir. Será un momento triste y cruel y hará mi corazón sufrir la pena de la ausencia que es más triste que el morir. No sé cómo podrán mis labios pronunciar la frase de un adiós cuando vaya a partir. Será un momento triste y cruel que hará mi corazón sufrir la pena de la ausencia que es más triste que el morir. Dame un consuelo antes de partir, pa' sentirme tranquilo, dulce bien, mitigar el dolor que hace sufrir a mi alma que te adora, delirante y fiel, y que se siente lacerada del dolor por nuestra ausencia triste y cruel. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Consuelo antes de partir, al sentirme tranquilo, dulce bien, mitigar el dolor que hace sufrir a mi alma que te adora, delirante y fiel, y que se siente lacerada del dolor por nuestra ausencia triste y cruel. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Dame un consuelo antes de partir, para sentirme tranquilo, dulce bien, mitigar el dolor que hace sufrir a mi alma que te adora, delirante y fiel, y que se siente lacerada del dolor por nuestra ausencia triste y cruel. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti.
Okay, my now this next song I'm going to play is by Victor Jara. Victor Jara, as I explained before, was the actually we called it the Bob Dylan of South America. You know, he was a protest singer from the Communist Party of Chile, and his weapon was the guitar and his voice and his poems. He wrote poems and played the guitar. And he got killed, executed in the National Stadium. You know, they chopped his, they cut his wrists so he couldn't play the guitar. And then they shot him in the head. Before that, they tortured him for quite a while, trying to make him spill the beans, as they said. But because he was just... He was singing and he was moving the people. He was feeding information into the head of the people, because he always sang about the working class, about the indigenous people suffering with their land being stolen by the colonialists, you know, who arrived there. And the colonialists, they all, as I want to say, with money, people running away from Europe with a lot of money. So when they got there, the corrupt governments didn't allow them to do this, so they were stealing the land from these native people. So this guy was dedicated his life to actually pay tribute to the natives of Chile. Therefore, there's a festival called Victor Jara Festival in McKinley, you know, in Wales, you know, that happens every 2 years. It's in homage to this fella. He was married to a doctor from Wales, a Welsh doctor, John Hara, in Chile. And yeah, when she came back to Wales, you know, she dedicated this festival to her husband, because her husband is well known around the world. His songs have been sung in all many languages, in Chinese, Japanese, Mandarin, Arabic, you know, in every language possible, his songs have been sung. Anyway, this guy, he also paid attention to tribute to other revolutionaries, you know, in Latin America. And one of them was Francisco Villa, Pancho Villa, a Mexican revolutionary. who well respected by everyone in Latin America, because this guy, as the only one that, oh yeah, you know who I want to say, right? I say the other one and people go, oh, you mean Che Guevara? I went, yeah, man. I was thinking, do you realize, you know, who I'm going to talk about, who I want to mention? And that is what it is, you know. Many, many revolutionaries, you know, but these two guys, they made an impact, you know, on the working class, because the working class, they needed somebody to represent them and to let them well know what they were going through. And this is a song that Victor Jara wrote about Francisco Villa, Pancho Villa, as they call him. Here we go.
Soldado de Francisco Villa, de aquel hombre de fama inmortal, que aunque estuvo sentado en la silla, no envidiara la presidencial. Ahora vivo allá por la orilla, recordando aquel tiempo inmortal. ¡Ay, ay! Allá por Parra, yo fui uno de aquellos dorados que con tiempo llegó a ser mayor. En la lucha quedamos lisiados, defendiendo la patria y honor. Hoy recuerdo los tiempos pasados que peleamos con el invasor. ¡Ay, ay! Hoy recuerdo los tiempos pasados de aquellos dorados que yo fui mayor. Tanto montaba en Jiménez, la muerte alcanzó. Una bala que a mí me tocaba, a su cuerpo se le atravesó. Al morir de dolor relinchaba, por la patria la vida entregó. Llevo grabado en mi mente y en mi corazón, y aunque a veces me vi derrotado por las fuerzas de Álvaro Obregón, siempre anduve como fiel soldado hasta el fin de la revolución. Allá siempre anduve como fiel soldado que tanto ha luchado al pie del cañón. Desde hace tiempo espero yo oír tu voz, sentir tu amor y
Ya no sé lo que es reír, no sé vivir si tú no estás. Cada rumor que llega a mí me hace soñar que estás aquí. Siento tu cuerpo junto a mí y al despertar tú ya no estás. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó y tu risa infantil. Creo escuchar las noches frías, son no brilla más el sol desde que tú no estás, llorando estoy. Otros labios mis caricias dejarás, mientras aquí cada recuerdo es un martirio para mí. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó y tu risa.
Chuecas, María va pisando apenas la arena ardiente. María va, calcina el monte un sol de fuego. María va, temor bombero palmar estero. María va. Siesta ponerle un niño a su soledad de trigo y luna y de su mano. María va. Llegada a flores del monte, María, olía tu pueblo. Mirar rasgado, patitas chuecas, María va pisando apenas la arena ardiente. María va. Calcina al monte un sol de fuego, María va. Temor bombero, palmar estero, María va. Quiso la siesta ponerle un niño a su soledad, de trigo y luna y de su mano.
Me traicionó, te pones a molestar y Limpiaba el agua del río como la estrella de la mañana. Limpiaba el cariño mío, el manantial de tu fuente clara. Como el agua, ay, como el agua, como el agua, como el agua clara. Como el agua, como el agua, como el agua. Yo te sé mi brazo al hombro.
Yeah. por ese acordeón. Yo quiero bailar la cumbia con sombrero de punta. Yo quiero bailar la cumbia con sombrero de punta. La negra me ve bailar y empieza a mover los pies, moviendo su pollera con sombrero de tres puntas. La negra me ve bailar y empieza a mover los pies, moviendo su pollera con sombrero de tres puntas.
Suportar, não te ver.
everyone. Thank you very much for listening to Radio Sheffield Live and Ladino Dimes. Yes. Yes, of course. I almost went there, man. Okay, anyway, thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope that you're going to join me again next week at 5 o'clock, usual time, you know, 5 till 7. And if you want to get in touch with me, just give me a quick call during the week, or just send me a text. Thank you very much for listening, and love one another and free Palestine.
Gracias.